Kira LaJoy awoke in her childhood home, sunlight pouring through the sheer curtains. The familiar scent of breakfast wafted from the kitchen, mixing with the anxiety twisting in her stomach. Today was her wedding day. Darius Collins, her fiancé, was waiting to marry her, but a shadow loomed over the celebration. Her parents, Jerome and Ruth, moved about the house with an air of excitement. They had built a stable life for her, a life filled with love and support. Kira forced a smile as she remembered the countless times her mother had reassured her that everything would be perfect. But beneath the surface, unease gnawed at her. She glanced at the mirror, adjusting her veil, but her reflection betrayed her. The weight of a secret pressed down on her chest. 10 years ago, she had crossed a line, one that felt insurmountable now. An affair with Darius's late father, Terence, had left scars that never fully healed. Kira pushed the thought away, reminding herself of the love she shared with Darius. They were meant to be together. Her best friend, Tiana, burst into the room, her smile bright and infectious. "You're gonna look stunning. Let's get you ready." Tiana's enthusiasm provided a welcome distraction, but Kira's thoughts remained clouded. Just as she began to relax, her phone rang. The caller ID froze her heart. Evelina Collins, Darius's mother. Kira hesitated, then answered. Evelina's voice was sharp and cold. She demanded to see Kira, and every word raised Kira's anxiety. What could Evelina want? When Evelina arrived, her presence filled the room with tension. The way she thrust the diary into Kira's hands made it clear that this was no casual visit. "You've destroyed my marriage," Evelina spat, the fury in her eyes unmistakable. Kira felt cornered, the past crashing into her present. "I loved Darius," Kira replied, her voice trembling. "I can't let my mistakes ruin our future." But Evelina's threats hung heavy in the air, a dark cloud over what should have been a joyful day. As the hours ticked by, Kira felt the weight of her secret suffocating her. The wedding at Holy Cross Baptist Church loomed ahead, filled with family and friends, but in her heart, dread took root. With each moment that passed, the uncertainty of the day ahead loomed larger, threatening to unravel everything she had built with Darius. Kira stood in front of the mirror, her heart racing. The reflection staring back was a stranger, adorned in white lace but burdened by shadows. Tiana adjusted Kira's veil one last time before stepping back, her smile unwavering. "You are ready. Let's go get your husband." Kira nodded, but her legs felt heavy as she made her way downstairs. The house buzzed with laughter and chatter. Friends and family filled the space, their joy contrasting sharply with the turmoil inside her. Jerome and Ruth stood by the door, beaming with pride. Kira forced a smile, though the knot in her stomach tightened. As she stepped outside, the sun warmed her skin, but dread settled in her chest. The church awaited, a beacon of hope and happiness for everyone but her. Darius stood there, handsome and radiant, lost in conversation with his groomsmen, unaware of the storm brewing around them. Kira's heart fluttered at the sight, but Evelina's warning echoed in her mind. Tiana squeezed Kira's hand. "You've got this. Just focus on Darius." Walking down the aisle felt like stepping into quicksand. Each step dragged her deeper into anxiety. She caught glimpses of familiar faces, but their smiles blurred into a haze. The weight of the diary felt like an anchor pulling her down. As she approached the altar, Kira locked eyes with Darius. His smile grounded her, igniting a flicker of hope. He whispered, "You look beautiful," and her heart soared. But just as she breathed relief, she spotted Evelina among the guests, an icy glare fixed on her. The ceremony began, the pastor's voice a soothing background to her racing thoughts. Kira recited her vows, each word feeling like a promise, not just to Darius, but also to herself. Yet, as she turned to face the congregation, Evelina stood up, the tension in the air crackling like static. "I need to say something," Evelina's voice cut through the air. Gasps echoed in the church. Kira's heart dropped. This was it. Darius looked confused, worry flooding his features. Kira felt her world tilt as Evelina continued. "Kira has a secret that could ruin everything." The room held its breath, eyes darting between Kira and Evelina. "Stop," Kira interjected, her voice stronger than she felt. "That's not fair." The words came out trembling, but they were there. Evelina smirked, a predator sensing weakness. "Is it not, after what she did with Terence?" A murmur rippled through the guests. Kira's breath quickened, each heartbeat pounding in her ears. She glanced at Darius. His expression shifted from confusion to hurt. A crack spread within her, threatening to break the fragile facade she had built. Kira took a step forward. I loved Terence, but that was in the past. I love you, Darius. Fear and determination coursed through her. Today was meant to be their beginning, not the end. But the moment felt fragile, precarious. Kira took a deep breath, grounding herself as she faced the congregation. What happened with Terence is part of my past, but it doesn't define who I am today. Her words hung in the air, a mixture of resolve and vulnerability. Darius stepped closer, his eyes scanning her face. Kira, is this true? The hurt in his voice twisted like a knife. Kira felt the room shift, tension wrapping around them like a coil. Yes, it's true, but I was young and foolish. I was searching for something I thought I could never have, she said, her voice steadying. I found love and happiness in you. I promise that's the truth I want to build our future on. Evelina's glare was still fierce, but now uncertainty flickered in her eyes. Kira continued, I never meant to hurt anyone, especially you, but today is about us, Darius. It's about our love. The pastor stepped forward, an air of authority in his presence. Perhaps this is a moment for honesty and healing. Secrets can burden relationships, but truth can free them. Darius looked torn, the conflict evident in his expression. Kira reached out for his hand, and after a moment that felt like an eternity, he took it. The warmth of his grip ignited a flicker of hope. A wave of murmurs spread through the crowd, but Kira focused on Darius. You deserve to know everything about me, and I'm here, ready to share my truth. He searched her eyes, looking for sincerity. I want to believe you, but this is a lot to process. I know, Kira replied, but I can't lose you over something that happened so long ago. I need you to see that the love we share is real. The silence was thick, filled with the weight of unspoken fears. Then Darius closed the distance between them, his voice low and earnest. I love you, Kira, but my mom... I'll talk to her, Kira interrupted gently. We can face this together. Evelina shook her head, but Kira stood taller. It's time for both of us to move on. I can't let the past dictate our future. The tension shifted as Darius squeezed her hand, his thumb brushing against her skin. His gaze softened, searching for clarity. Okay, I want to try, but it won't be easy. A breath of relief escaped Kira. It wasn't an end, but a beginning. Together, they would confront the truth, and with Darius's hand in hers, Kira felt the promise of a new chapter unfolding. With a nod of understanding, they turned to face the guests, ready to reclaim their day. Today was about love, about choices made, and the courage to move forward. As they stood together, Kira felt the weight of the past begin to lift, leaving room for hope and a future they could build together.